Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. Now, if you'd like to contact the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com, that's hourofthetime.com. The studio number, 928-333-2942, 928-333-2942. And my personal email address, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, that's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're going to wrap up the Minuteman series with episode 14 here this evening. So 14 installments in the Minuteman series. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are listener supported. So donating for any of the thousands of broadcasts out there that we have on our shopping cart, DVD presentations, special series, sales, MP3 offers, survival gear, medical gear, is a great way for you to get something in return for your support of our venture and our goals to reestablish all our freedoms and our constitutional republic to its full might and power and defend our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, when you get this useful information, not commercial ads every 3 minutes, you get actual research and information here. Keep that in mind, that we are listener-supported. Now, I'd like to point out a few of the offers we have right now. We have the Conference 2007. I would suggest highly you come. These classes that I've been sticking in, the empty time slots, they are going to be absolutely wonderful things, hands-on skills that everybody out there can use, besides the itinerary that's already there. As people have worked out classes and efforts and skills and training, as we get closer, we're finding we have an hour here, 2 hours there. And of course, they're going to be filled up. There's no dead time here at our conferences. And you're not going to get a deal like this anywhere else. This much information, need-to-know information, a week straight, custom-cooked for us, lunches and dinners, private facilities, security, all the materials to take home with you, plus a bunch of bonus materials you get on site from the guests and from the classes as the week goes along, CDs, DVDs, etc. All of this for $400. You're not going to beat it. And if you want to barter, as I've said before, that's fine. I've been saying it since February. But you need to let me know. I give you every night the email, the addresses, the phone numbers. You need to let me know. I don't want to find out 2 days before the conference you want to dump a year's supply of food on my porch as payment. That's going to be inconvenient. Let me know now what you might have in mind. And just a word of caution out there for those of you who can't seem to get it through your head, the message machine. I've said it many times. Please don't leave multiple back-to-back messages telling me this huge story. If it's that big, write it and mail it to me. The stamp's probably less than the phone call. Also, the message machine is quite clear. I am president of the preeminent and most aggressive federal jurisdiction research organization and property rights organization in America. We have an office. We have a secretary. The message is quite clear. If you need hour of the time when you call the studio number, leave the message. If you're looking for CMLUA, call the other number. Many of you needing hour of the time are calling the other number. Having our secretary and office staff at the organization doing needless work, passing messages to me like they're a flunky to me and they're my counterparts. So, I don't call back. If you're that ignorant that you can't follow the phone machine message, which is quite plain and simple, I don't want to talk to you. In fact, I'd have told him not even to tell me, this is 3 weeks back, who even called anymore? If it's for out of the time, erase it. Don't even write it down. Because I don't have time to deal with people who can't listen to a simple 45-second recording and follow the directions. So, now I want to talk about also our new DVD set, 4-DVD box set, the Sedona series. Many people said that attended it and then instantly like a cult following and some amateur video footage of it, but never in its entirety or produced, got out all over. And it was said by many to be one of Bill's very best speeches. Well, we are endeavored in a project right now going through all the old footage that's never been released by Hour of the Time, and this was our first choice. Our hope is to do one a month. But it is a huge endeavor, hence we need your support. But our first one we chose because the number of people have asked, hey, do you got this one? I heard about it from a friend or I read about it later on. So we chose to do the Sedona series first. It's a 4-DVD set, box set, digitally remastered, edited, not for content, just for the junk, like the camera's rolling but it doesn't start for 2 minutes, or break time and the camera's still on. Sound level and quality issues, all that fixed. Chapters indexed. A wonderful set and an unheard of price. $25 postage paid donation. And if you're a Hot Club member, simply enter your code for substantial savings on the shopping cart. And if you are right in person, write it in. And if you're right in Hot Club, write it in. Just include $15 is all if you're a Hot Club member. Hot Club members always get savings and special offers on everything. And a lot more leeway with me, little goodies and bonuses all the time. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. The Hot Club is another wonderful way to get a lot of bonuses. You get an MP3 disc of all the broadcast every month. You get reduced pricing, 30% or more on any product. The whole shopping cart, 30% off for Hot Club members with your code that you enter for checkout. And special offers and emails that are only sent to Hot Club members. So, there's a wonderful way to support us with a minimal investment. $40 a month. Well, heck, you get every broadcast for a given month. That'd be $100 worth right there. Also, don't forget our current project, CMRI.TV, Internet Television, 4 broadcast opportunities a week for you to view us. Monday and Fridays, 2 and 6 p.m., that's in the afternoon, Pacific time, that's the West Coast. So, 2 and 6 p.m. Pacific time, Mondays and Fridays. So you have 2 more chances this week on Friday to catch us. CMRI.TV, Internet Television, with the Hour of the Time. Charlie Mike Romeo India.TV. And we're going to expand more. If you show an interest in it, we get good feedback. James gets good feedback. We will add more slots, more viewing. And as it develops, we're going to be able to teach you classes via the internet television. Almost like a long-distance conference, imagine it. But little short half-hour classes. And we have a plethora of subjects lined up for such an endeavor. Now, I hope everybody's been taking notes, but I know that doesn't happen or it's hard. you need to review it, you walk out of the room, you come back and forth. That is why we have the broadcast for your donations. So what I'm doing is there will not be a special on the set of CDs. You will pay regular CD price for each episode, just add it up. But I'm going to do an MP3 special. All the broadcasts in MP3 format, we've had a lot of requests for that this last 3 weeks. So a lot of you are putting them on iPods, on your computer, sharing with friends, and hopefully you're getting something out of it to pass on to us. But all 14 episodes, so that culminates tonight, of the Minuteman series, that would normally right there be $70 in MP3 format, plus the tactics series that I did for military training, and I'm not talking your average grunt either. It was a group effort of veterans of all different levels and branches put that stuff together. We did, and I broadcast the tactics series. And the psychological warfare series I did right out of the government and military manuals. All of that on the one disc for 50. So you save 20 right off the bat compared to buying the Minuteman series individually. Plus, you get the other two series is also in MP3. $50, postage paid donation. Hot Club members, knock 30% off if you're doing it by mail or use the checkout cart, and it'll calculate it for you. Now, with all that in mind, I would suggest you get it. You're getting three whole series in MP3, a cut rate, even if it was just the one series, immediate shipment available starting tonight. If you're a Hot Club member, another 30% off. $50 postage paid is the regular price, ladies and gentlemen, for all those series. And they all go hand in hand. And if you want more, if you feel that, hey, I need that 12-part survival series to go with it too that you did, Doyle, contact me. Email hourthetime@hotmail.com. Studio number 928-333-2942. Website hourthetime.com. Contact me directly. You don't have to waste a lot of time with a letter and this and that unless you just choose to do that. Use the email or phone number and we'll work something out right away. I'll throw in the, maybe you want the survival set as well. If that's the case in MP3, heck, I'll throw it in at half price. Because it would make more sense just to get it all at once and you're giving me actually some convenience. One package, one deal, it's done. So, ladies and gentlemen, after this musical break, I got some more highlights and tidbits to cover with you about the going-ons in this country and wrap up this scenarios and obvious based on analyzing history and economics and politics, where we're at in this country and where we're headed, and some special invitations for those of you who are serious about safeguarding their family, their communities, their friends, loved ones, associates, church members, counties, states, and ultimately, of course, our constitutional republic from the imminent strike from enemies, foreign and domestic. So here we go with the musical break. Be prepared to write after this pause. gentlemen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of the Time here with another exciting broadcast. The culmination of the Minuteman series, episode 14, with your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona. And don't forget to send a nice email or something to those who see the importance of broadcasting and carrying the Hour of the Time in your area. There's FM stations around various states besides the internet and satellite carriers. So remember that when you get that, it's not just the Hour of the Time doing it. They're helping just as much. Now, we were talking about some general analysis of the situation, ladies and gentlemen, in this country. And I think that anybody who has their head even halfway out of the sand can see that we have a problematic situation, economically, politically, etc. We have been set up by socialist-leaning forces, both foreign and domestic, for a fall. And although many Canadians will admit it, you don't see it on the news much. And I guess rightly so, a matter of pride as well is in there. But Canada can be a strong ally. And they do rely upon the fact that right on their doorstep is this powerful force, us, that it acts almost like a bodyguard for them. Just the fact that we're here protects them, sharing a border. That is why North America is the target for the New World Order. They have to bring us down to third world status through violence, economic crashes, lack of infrastructure to recover from catastrophes, man-made and natural, to bring us into that world socialist cesspool called the New World Order through tactics like cohesion, an absolution of individual nation states through mergers like the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the North American Union, treaties, NAT and GAFTA, gun control, limits on all our basic inalienable rights, our God-given rights, aggressions on people that speak out against socialists, environmental policies stripping your rights away to private property ownership. And I don't just mean real estate when I say private property. I mean all private property. Even to be secure in your manner of how you run your business or your affairs or what goods you'll use in your home. Now, we talked yesterday of various issues and ended up talking about security. And part of that, to continue on, is also just your overall appearance. Just be normal with your surroundings. You don't need to walk around with the sign, "I'm a Minuteman." You don't need to go to work and shopping in camouflage. When it's not appropriate for recruitment purposes or outright stopping some socialist swill at a council meeting or something, keep your feelings to yourself. Don't just ban them around for no reason. Remember, idle chatter, loose lips sink ships. Avoid those things like the inflammatory bumper stickers. Yeah, they're funny. And everybody in town will soon know which vehicle's yours. Or anything that just calls undue, unnecessary attention to yourself. I want you to think back, ladies and gentlemen. Remember the actions and behavior of our Minuteman forefathers. To protect themselves against enemy aggression on their freedoms, foreign and domestic, they made no action against the British until they made the first move. But at the same time, they did conduct underground activities, spying on the enemy, secret means of communicating, and were generally able to stay one up on the British. Many Americans, of course, form militia units, and this may be your liking, and your situation may be perfect. But one thing that is quite noticeable all over, and I speak with authority on this subject, the best ones are made up of men and women who have been family or friends for a long time and have a high degree of trust among themselves. They don't just go around and accept unknowns into their group. And we're going to cover a little bit of that here in a bit. And what this series has done, ladies and gentlemen, is obviously, because we've covered the other stuff extensively on the Hour of the Time, but this series has concentrated on the background and organizational skills of underground activities and operations predominantly, because remember, as I pointed out, standing military forces, including our own doctrine, is 10 support personnel for everyone, active combatant. Throughout history, it's been proven guerrilla operations, underground bands trying to preserve their country and way of life operate on a 4 to 5 support personnel for every active combatant. So it is a huge part. Don't get the blinders on and think that everybody is going to be slugging it out in outright action. That's to be avoided as an underground Minuteman freedom movement. It's part of your tactics. We've covered it. You're not going to slug it out with the standing, organized, trained, and government-supported foreign military force invading our country. You're not going to slug it out head-on. But you can still win with the tactics and strategies we've taught you. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. That is why, with a good 80-90% of the activities being support roles, if you will, the importance of this series. It cannot be overlooked. Now I want to go through some question and answers. These are things I've heard for years, years and years. Just discussing it a couple days ago with a good associate off the East Coast. Posed with one of these very questions, and that's why it's in here. So let me just give you a few of the most common questions I get to hear a lot and my synopsis of it based on experience and practicality both. For instance, a person might ask me, I'd like to become active in some kind of patriotic support or underground group to be prepared to defend our country. How do I go about finding such a group to join? That I hear a lot. In fact, the next few questions I hear a whole bunch. Now, I want to give you a word of caution, ladies and gentlemen. If that is your desire, you better pay heed to what we're offering you and pay attention especially to what I say and when I say it and the offers that are made. Because if you just find some group that just open arms, come on in, buddy. I would proceed with extreme caution. If I was you, and if it was me standing right there, I wouldn't proceed at all. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. It's important. Imagine for a minute, if you will, that you, yourself, trusted longtime friends, co-workers, whatever they might be, hunting buddies, church members, family, you have a group. You're prepared. You practice medical emergencies. You have routes and maps. Supplies, tents, blankets, food, and you've known each other for a long time. You have mutual trust, security amongst each other. Tell me, would you just open up your arms and let some unknown in? No. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest problem, one of the two biggest causes, we'll get into the second cause later on, and it starts with the recruiting. And having lackadaisical recruiting methods, whether you're the one trying to get in and they're lackadaisical and they're easy for you, or you already have a band or are forming one, and you're lackadaisical in your security measures on recruiting, that's where you get in the idiots, the agent provocateurs, the infiltrators, the misfits. And that generally leads to a problem that we'll cover in a few minutes. You're getting set up, ladies and gentlemen. And then when I say this to people and give them my advice, they'll generally come back with, well, if you're against that, someone that's openly recruiting, how can I help? Ladies and gentlemen, you've helped just by listening to this series. If you learn the materials and the other materials we've done for years that go hand in hand with this from the hour of the time, and you develop leadership qualities, you think about your preparedness so you're not a drain on the local system, and that includes even natural disasters, ladies and gentlemen. If you and your family are less bodies in some government cheese and bread line, you're less of a toll on our country. You're not in the way, plus you're safer, you're more secure. When you do all this, you've already helped just by listening to this series and purchasing it with your donation and following up with some of our special invitations. And when the time comes, and that is right now, ladies and gentlemen, for many of you, you'll know and trust people and know who they are to form your own group of both stable and patriotic fellows around you. Then another question is, well, I don't really see myself having to get in some kind of active confrontation when the time comes. How can I help? Don't sell yourself short, ladies and gentlemen. Your greatest contribution to the Minuteman Bands is when you use the skills that you naturally possess. Don't discount that you're just a lowly old plumber or heavy equipment operator or mechanic or nurse or surgeon, I don't know. Carpenter, machinist, truck driver, janitor, working at a public place. It gets a lot of traffic, a lot of conversations around you. Don't discount your effectiveness, ladies and gentlemen. I know everybody tends to want to right off the bat, and it is a necessary part of it, but once they become aware of how bad we're getting jammed into a corner, they obviously want to come out in pure, outright defense of our freedoms. Be an active combatant, if you will, when the hammer comes down and the strike occurs in this country. But again, remember, for every active combatant, there's a necessary component of 4 to 5 non-combatants for support. Don't discount your skills. And anyway, as a word of advice, those who come around, maybe your band that you're looking at or you recruit, a red flag should go up immediately when they immediately start talking about their old blood and guts, Sergeant Rock or something. In person. Watch out, ladies and gentlemen. I saw cowardice on the battlefield. Saw people get in trouble for it. Saw others that didn't. And it generally came from the biggest talkers when we were stateside. Now another question that comes up a lot is, well, okay, I've got a bunch of good friends. I know these guys are great. I've known them my whole life. I can trust them with anything. I do right now. And we know that this country is facing some serious problems. We want to be prepared to help. How do I keep secure, though? I just don't know how to do it. Well, one way is through this series. And many of the other components, like the tactics, the survival series, the psychological operations, equipment, food storage, the plethora of broadcasts we've done. Another way is obviously associate with stable, trustworthy people after you've formed. Don't just go recruit for the sake of recruiting. Avoid the liars, the braggarts, people addicted to certain things, someone heavily in debt. Also, always question someone who is obsessed with illegal weaponry and explosives. Knowledge of such is obviously desirable because it may get used against you by the enemies. Careless display and usage and storage and transportation of it without following the proper procedures will get you in trouble. And that gets us into the number two way that underground freedom bands get busted, get dissolved, all their good work and efforts thrown to the wind. Recruiting started it, generally, and that's where you get the crackpots through lackadaisical security, loose lips, etc. You get the provocateurs, the plants, the infiltrators, and they start doing ignorant things like that around you and bring down everybody. So although this may be the stimulus for some kind of legal action against you or raid or whatever, it starts with recruiting, because if they weren't in your group in the first place, it wouldn't have affected you. Another thing to think about is, as I brought up several episodes ago, if you want to learn about good security, simply look it around at the best. And I don't mean the most moral or nice people. But as far as these things are concerned, the CIA would be a perfect example. As far as their type of endeavors, they're about the most professional and secure in existence. Yet look every day, the little things, and look at the big ones too, of the leaks and problems they have, especially in the last 2 to 3 decades. And that's not just them. Other intelligence agencies have had the same problems. Idiot employees that are hired as quota hires or some other ignorant plan of the agency end up just taking stuff into their own hands. And that's where you violate the rights of people in this country, like the thousands of violations that have come out by the FBI through their own audits has had to admit. Now, if they've admitted thousands of violations of people's rights under Homeland Security, they haven't reported tens of thousands, ladies and gentlemen. And the recent whitewashing campaign by the CIA to release all their dirty deeds is pure BS. What you need to watch is what they're not talking about. Because remember, as I talked about earlier, and I'll give you an example right here, your security risk increased proportionally to the square of the number of people involved. If it's something so covert and secret, and as a leader or a very trustworthy, integral component of a band, and it needs to be done, I'm not talking about illegal things. I'm just saying if it needs to be done covertly, the best bet is do it yourself. Because as soon as you involve a buddy, that's two of you, take the square, you have 4 times the risk. This has been documented by professional intelligence agencies for 2 centuries and military establishments. You involve 4 people, you have 16 times the risk of failure, leakage, loss of pertinent information, risk of security. And weapons, of course, since we brought that up, and it was number 2 in getting people in trouble for no reason at all, except for their own ignorance. How can a person avoid trouble with the Fed, if you will? On the subject of weapons, that is. And that's becoming increasingly hard, ladies and gentlemen, because socialist entities around the country through pressure groups, think tanks, lobbyist groups, infiltrating and buying off people, have made it so that right now, it's making it, as far as gun laws are concerned, almost anybody is on the verge of being a criminal. And it's only going to get worse due to the increasing regulations, etc. Again, to make almost all law-abiding citizens so-called criminals. So you need to avoid the illegal machine guns, the shotguns cut off too short, the silencers, destructive devices, etc. Anyway, machine guns are generally nothing more than something that fulfills some guy's hole in his personality, and I've seen it with my own eyes too many times, and a huge waste of ammunition for an underground movement. They really serve no productive need, and when the socialists have their strike, because they will be supported by foreign military, and with stuff they've already stashed all over the country, and we've proven that many times over and over on the air. When you have to fight them back, and part of your raids and ambushes and underground operations against that enemy, remember, always secure equipment. You're going to have plenty of time to get all that stuff you want. You're going to get the chance to use something you took from that enemy that strikes our country. The best advice I can give you, ladies and gentlemen, is if you feel in the areas of weaponry that something you may be wanting is controversial to a pressure or anti-gun group that's lobbying our government to strip our Second Amendment rights, talking just something that's a sporting firearm but is targeted for banning, get it now and dive deep and be silent. But don't get blinders on again. There are so many other items you need. Tinnage, clothing, tools, hardware, food, water, ammunition and reloading components, medical supplies. In the survival series, I cover tons of stuff that people just forget about. Let's say you have a vehicle and you plan on using it to get away from the city, to get to a reconnoiter point, a command post you've pre-established. Do you have a quality spare tire? Do you have some tires stashed away? They don't need to be new. They can be these only half-worn that you get at the used tire places. A lot of life still left in them. $20 a pop or less. I've seen them for $10 a pop. A whole set for your vehicle for $40. Do you have a spare set stashed? Making rubber, producing it, and then ultimately ending up with the radial steel belted tire is going to be very difficult, ladies and gentlemen, to do at home. Do you have a spare fan belt for your vehicle, especially these newer vehicles with the unibelt system? One belt broken or worn out takes out everything. Do you know how to field expedient make belts? Do you have some basic tools in the trunk or toolbox of that car or truck? A lot of stuff we've covered. Survival series, for instance. There's a lot of things to get. A lot of us have lots of weapons. Collectors, inheritance, trading for support of other families. We divided up responsibilities. But you'll probably find the wise person concentrates on just a couple. There's a couple they know so intimately that's all they need. The rest is a hobby or handout items. Do you have generators, communication gear? CBs are the best bet to get started with. They're inexpensive, can be had used all over the place. Linear amps can push them all over the United States. Think about it. America and Americans, ladies and gentlemen, become vulnerable in so many areas, it's hard to give you all of it or tell you an area of concentration. That's why I always stress to go with what your natural talents are. If you are the best machinist for three counties around, then that's what you can do to help the band. Parts, rebuilding engines, what have you. If the band decides they need places out in the woods or the desert, they need a shelter in their own basement in an inner city apartment or house dwelling that has a basement. Do you have a heck of a carpenter in your band? Or are those your skills? And you can help fellow members build that shelter out of cinder block in their existing basement. Build a safe room. That's one of the classes we've added that is kind of a bonus, but I'll go ahead and talk about it now, is caching. And I'm not talking about green paper. I'm talking about caching supplies the proper way so they're not rotten or you can't find them when you need them. The proper way to cache and store things. out of sight, secure. And with that situation, as we've been talking about in this country, and the lack of infrastructure, any natural disaster that occurs in this country proves it over and over again. I guess you need to think of the worst possible scenario, military strategy, and go from there. And you can start little in all areas, because a little bit in all the areas is better than a whole bunch and only one. At the conference this year, you'll learn the exact and ideal choices proven by experts, from special operations personnel, veterans, civilian instructors, tactical instructors, writers that write these things through experience, what the best start is for the least investment in the weapons arena. I'm going to show you how you can get medical supplies for 20 cents on the dollar, new, legally. Food, how to stock it up for on the cheap. So if you could only allot $100 a month, let's say, to put aside, don't spend that $100 on just ammo every month. Get a little medical, a few more cans of green beans or something to put on the shelf. Another blanket at a secondhand store for $2. A sleeping bag. A shovel. Spread it around so you have a little bit of everything and make each category grow in your budget. Because if it happens tomorrow and all you've concentrated on is one area, it's going to be hard to eat your stockpile of weapons or stay warm with them. And it's going to be hard to defend your family by throwing bags of weed at the enemy. So don't get blinders on, ladies and gentlemen. Be well-rounded. That's the best advice I can give you. Be prepared, I guess. Be a good Boy Scout, if you will. And always remember, watch your top knot and keep your powder dry. And now I want to get into, after the musical break, some offers we have, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who prove yourself and know the importance of what we're talking about. gentlemen. Again, the hour of the time here with your host, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. The website, hourofthetime.com. Studio number, 928-333-2942. Personal email, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Mailing address, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Don't forget our special deals and offers, the entire Minuteman series in MP3 format. That series alone, you would save money on this deal. It would normally be $70 in CDs. MP3 specials, only MP3s. Only $50 postage paid donation. Plus, I'm going to throw in as a bonus the entire tactics series I did and the entire psychological operations series I did. So not only do you save on just the one series alone, I'm throwing in all those other free broadcasts. $50 postage paid donation, Hot Club, knock off 30%. Use your code in the shopping cart or just do it on a piece of paper if you use the mail. Now something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. The newspapers and television have pictured the Minuteman movement around this country is a bunch of just idiots running around, shooting off guns in the air. And this is exactly the type of person we don't want. We can't emphasize this too strongly. The Minuteman bands in this country, the real ones that are all over that we're in contact with and you can become part of through educational research materials like this to help and be prepared to defend your communities and support them and your way of life and your freedoms and your constitution from all forms of disasters. We are the most active and completely dedicated and the most selective in our membership. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to have to fight in one way or another, before victory is achieved, to restore this great land. And we know our lives depend on each other. There's no room for idiots, so-called lukewarm conservatives. Because just like you need to competently know the skills and leadership and be prepared for all varieties of incidences, there'll become a time when your very life might depend on how well those around you have their skills and knowledge and preparedness items. And their life will depend on you. We are in immediate danger, ladies and gentlemen. And it's very possible and quite probable, because the dates that we have worked on from all aspects, being the esoteric, the secret societies, the economic, the political, the treaties, the agendas, the so-called laws, that in just a short matter of years, the strike will come. But perhaps even just months. And our nation could become enslaved without active defense by socialism. So to prevent this, we have to be prepared and know as much as we can. Not just the skills and research, but about the enemy. That's why the hour of the time is here, ladies and gentlemen. And unless you know how the enemy acts and who he is, you can't succeed in the efforts to maintain and defend a free America. Now, driving an invader from your land, you'll go through three stages typically. The underground networks, then the active guerrilla warfare, and open and conventional warfare. The conventional warfare, open warfare stage, ladies and gentlemen, is everything the enemy has in conventional items, plus at the same time active guerrilla and underground agents. And in the present state of military tactics around the world, the conventional method cannot succeed unless the other is there. So the first step, ladies and gentlemen, to aid our country in its defense is to form underground Minuteman networks. And the active band must have the support of approximately four times its size. Because this support group must be aiding the active components with supplies, concealment, information, intelligence, medical. Remember, that starts off with, if you go back through this series, the intelligence, security, and propaganda in that order. When the strike comes, sabotage, espionage, subversion, infiltration, escape and evasion, clandestine fabrication of supplies, counterfeiting documents, recruiting, training, communications are all phases of underground activities. And you must have working knowledge in all these tactics, as well as straightforward military tactics. You must have the supplies put away and the knowledge to use them. Natural disasters are just as big, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever that happens and someone is hurt, down on their luck, there's always some lech that comes out to take advantage of you. There's a huge drain on our infrastructure that's already incredibly weak. And like we said earlier, many people out there feel that immediately they should just be accepted into an active band that's organized. But look at it this way, like I told you earlier, you already have a band, let's say, of longtime trusted friends and family. You're organized. People have assignments and knowledge and skills. Would you just open yourselves up to anybody that came along? You shouldn't. So don't expect to be treated differently, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody must undergo a period of training. And you'll be directed through training only after you prove yourself to be conscientious, trustworthy, self-disciplined, and able to work effectively alone as well as a team. Only then will you be accepted as a secure member and invited to participate in full team responsibilities and operations. Nothing comes free, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to accept that. Your group will need dues. Each member will also have other responsibilities and expenses. You'll be expected, obviously, to be just as prepared to help yourself as well as those around you in equipment, ammunition, firearms, medical supplies, training. It can be as little as 100 or 2, or it can be thousands. And you may be expected to be the specialist in a given area, photography, let's say. Communications, and that's obviously where you're going to have to go. Certain books you'll need to buy, magazines to subscribe to. This all requires work and finances. And you will have to sacrifice on personal luxuries and living expenses to do it, ladies and gentlemen. We all do, and you better expect it as well. Because the question is simple, how much is your freedom worth? Can you put a price on the freedom of your children or those around you? And nowadays, for the price of one Starbucks idiot coffee or a pack of smokes, the price of just that every day, you can divert that money and become active in saving America and our freedoms for generations to come from slavery. Then based on your personal qualifications, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be given other training to make you well-rounded. Remember again, the basics of any underground activity, intelligence, security, and propaganda. You must be a good observer, a good reporter, a good broadcaster. And after preliminary testing and training, then you'll know how to establish your groups with help of others. Through reading materials on strategy and tactics, review lessons to accompany audio series like this, the homework will make you aware and proactive immediately on a faster pace, and those around you that you may bring in with you. And you will be given projects and assignments, ladies and gentlemen. You need to accept that fact. Just like I told you, the testing that's available for each section has a lot of work that wasn't uncovered, because we expect everyone to go out and do some homework, if you will. You can find it. And when you do, you're showing that you have initiative, that you care. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're truly interested in forming security bands in your area, Minuteman bands, then you may contact me. We have massive amounts of testing that go hand in hand that will be available to you in printed format to go with each section and part of this series, as well as other broadcasts we've done in the past. And you'll pass some tests before you get any of it, ladies and gentlemen. Because I don't want to associate with idiots, agent provocateurs, infiltrators, any more than anybody else. So there's your invite, ladies and gentlemen. Take heed. Think about it. And we hope that you can succeed in these efforts, because I know you can, through all the information we've given you. Because your family, your country, your communities, your way of life and freedoms desperately need you at this time.